It's Matty Garwood, Frozmaid. We're playing the biggest Aussie hits at night going right around the country. And one of our biggest bright, shining country stars at the moment is Casey Barnes. He has followed up two consecutive number ones with his latest single, Bright Lights. We're catching up with him now. Thanks very much for spending a bit of time on a bit of a toury little trail that you're on at the moment, Case.
Yeah, we are, mate. We're finally back on the road, and it's surreal, actually. It's nice to be back after 6 months not being able to do anything to finally be able to do some shows. They're not huge sellout arena gigs or anything like that. It's all COVID restricted, but we're just stoked to finally be playing some shows.
So, Casey, talk us through what it is like at the moment being able to do gigs. We said 6 months with nothing. Now we've got these COVID restrictions. Talk us through it a bit.
Pretty restricted in certain venues where you're playing, but it's been a real mixed bag. We started out in North Queensland playing in Cairns and a little place called Mareeba, and we played apparently a world first COVID-friendly country music festival, which was really interesting. They ended up being able to get about 1,500 people out at the rodeo grounds, and they marked all these circles out where people were allowed to space themselves and set up, and that was great. It worked really well. And then most of these smaller shows that we're doing are at different venues, and obviously people at the moment still aren't able to dance, but they're allowed to sit down, and everyone's still getting into the shows. It's just sometimes a little challenging because we don't really have that sort of sit in the corner type of show. We're pretty high energy, so that's probably the only challenging thing. It'll be nice when people are allowed to start to get up and move around.
Yep, that's for sure, particularly when you've kind of mastered the modern country pop style of music at the moment, which is really, really popular. People are really relating to it. You better tell us a little bit about your brand new one, though. What are we in for with Bright Lights?
This, I guess, will probably be the last single off the album.
Yeah. And,
in a way, it's sort of the title track. The album's called Town of a Million Dreams, and actually one of the lyrics in this song refers to a lot of the time that I've spent over in Nashville over the last few years, which is literally this town of a million dreams, all these talented people in one place striving for what they want to do in different forms. And it also touches on me being away from home, my wife and my kids, and it's a bit of a double-edged sword when you're away and great things are happening, but you're not able to share it. We were lucky enough to perform it for the Melbourne Cup Carnival, which was a great, great opportunity.
Little opportunities that are still coming up, mate. What else are we looking forward to as we push through 2020 into 2021?
We're very fortunate in Queensland that we're able to do shows now. So we're going to be doing plenty of those through to the end of the year. And, and now the borders have opened up, we're able to branch into parts of New South Wales. Mm-hmm. So we're actually playing down there as well. And yeah, just keeping busy. Actually already working on new music and recording already. We're not slowing down. And then I guess we'll be sitting back and watching the arias on the 25th to see how we go. Yeah, my very, very first ever ARIA nomination. So we're pretty chuffed.
So what would you wear to it, mate? If this was the standard red carpet, what's the attire?
Well, mate, going on what I've seen of your good self, I reckon you'd be able to give me some styling tips on what to do. Us country folks are pretty simple, mate. We aren't that fancy. So I don't know. It's so funny because the 1 year you get nominated and can't bloody go because of the COVID restrictions, it'll still be on Channel 9 and virtually, but we're not actually able to attend and do the whole red carpet thing. So that's a bit of a bummer, but it's going to be nice to still sit back and tune in and watch. You know, it was a big call whether or not releasing an album was the right thing to do, and it was a bit unsure of how long we're going to be stuck in this sort of situation, but we're lucky that everyone got behind it. You guys, radio have been amazing, and that's been a huge part of it. So, yeah, we're very grateful. And now we're finally back, you know, being able to do some shows, which is nice too. So we can't complain.
Casey Barnes, looking forward to seeing what the rest of this year does, and particularly with your tours and the arias. Thanks so much for joining us here on Ozmade.
Thanks, Matty. Thanks for having me. G'day, guys. This is Casey Barnes. This is my brand new single, Bright Lights, on Ozmade.